You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Catalans against Castleford is the last game we'll look at. Catalan are 8th in the Super League. Super 8's Castleford are 5th. It seems to go with home advantage this tie from looking through the previous results. Castleford won 2 of them, Catalans 3 of them. Catalans beat Saints and lost to Huddersfield so far in the Super 8s. Castleford have won both Super 8s matches. They beat Hull and Warrington and really hitting form at the back end of the season. We haven't got any betting at the moment, but when the betting is on site, which way would you be leaning, Mark Lightfoot?
Well, it's, again, a situation where Catalana, to qualify for the top four now is nearly impossible for them. It's not mathematically impossible, but to all intents and purposes, they are out. So what are you going to get from this French team when they can't go through? That's the guessing game that the punters have got to play now. And the last two fixtures Catalan have played has been pretty much what they're all about. They beat St Helens fairly comfortably a couple of weeks ago, a really eye-catching result at home, and then they go away to Huddersfield and lose by a double-figure score. So it seems to be the old contrast with Catalan, home form versus away form. The home form this week, they're at home to Castleford. If the game is at Castleford, you have no hesitation in putting Castleford up for the win, no problem. But they're at home this week. How are they going to respond? The handicap, I would expect, if I'm making a prediction, I'd expect it to be around the sort of -4 region for Catalan. Castleford are going in with all the momentum, but it's never easy to get a result in down there. So I would have a tentative play at Catalan -4 under the assumption that they will still be in some way motivated to sort of keep going right till it's impossible for them to go through. But it's not one I'd be playing with big money, I don't think.
Yeah, I fell into the trap a few weeks ago when Saints went to Catalans, and I thought Catalans have got nothing to play for, Saints have everything to play for, Saints will surely win. That wasn't the case, and I came undone there. So is it a similarly slippy tie here in Mark Wilson?
Yeah, I mean, it is. I'm just scrolling through the Catalan home form, and you know what? It's not been as great. They've had a couple of really good wins, most notably against Warrington and Wigan. But other than that, they've struggled. They beat the Tigers 13-12 in the second game of the season. The Tigers had a blatant try disallowed by the video referee. It was scandalous at the time. Cass went there end of last season, had to win the league leader's shield and got blown away. I just think this game might come at a good time for Castleford, i.e. they've got a week off after it to recover. So I think they can go with everyone, they can go with the big guns, they don't have to worry about backing up the week after. I just think Castleford will know that if they win, this is a big, big step for them to make the top four. I genuinely think that Castleford are going to make that top four. And I think if they are, they've got to win this week. So I've backed them at big prices, 33s to win the grand final. So I've got to back Castleford. I've got to stick with Castleford. It's not going to be easy. I think it'll be a tight game whichever way you want to play it. But I don't think, I agree with what Matt Lightfoot said there, because I was talking to Brett Ferris last week and he said Catalan went to Huddersfield and just threw the ball around because they know there's nothing, they can't make it, there's nothing left to play for. They're going to be hard to beat at home, we all know that. But I don't think they've been as strong at home as they have been in recent seasons. So I'm going to stick with Castleford, but I think that's probably my heart ruling my head, and the fact that I've got quite a lot of betting slips for Castleford at 33 to win the grand final. So I'm going to stick with it. I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I might be skint on Monday.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.